Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council for Monday, June 27th, 2011. My name is Scott Smith, Mayor, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by the Reverend Dr. Senior Minister Blaine Mays of the Community Church of New Thought, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dave Richens. If you'd please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful as we acknowledge your presence, your spirit here, blessing this meeting and each one involved in it. We further give thanks that your wisdom moves through the thoughts and the feelings and the ideas and the recommendations and the decisions that are made, that ultimately we experience that which is for the highest good of our citizens of Mesa. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. One of the great programs that we have here in Mesa is the Mesa Leadership Development, or Mesa LTD as it's known. And they're a group that meets for about 8-9 months, and they learn all about our community. And these are the current and the future leaders of our community. And they were involved in a very, as part of their class last year, in a very worthwhile endeavor to raise some money. And tonight we have Mary Larson and Perla Anderson of Mesa LTD. And if you'd like to come up and tell us a little bit about what you did and give us what you've got. And Mr. Peter Sterling is joining them with him. The Mesa Leadership Development is a program of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mayor and Council members. We have tonight the check from the proceeds from our Night at the Museum event that we had in April, and want to present to the city a check for $1,467.36 for the ABC program.
Mayor, City Council, Peter Sterling, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. As you said, Mayor, the Mesa leadership is a function of the Mesa Chamber Foundation. And what it's intended to do is really build a leadership base and build some activists within the city. And I know most of you are alumni of this program. We thank you for your support, and it's a great privilege for me as the president of the Chamber of Commerce to also oversee Mesa leadership, and we're going to do nothing but great things with it. So just want to let you know. And this is one of those great things that they do.
Thank you. And please don't hold the fact that we all graduated from it against the program. They do generate some good, high-quality leaders, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And, if you could, maybe before, most people may not know what the ABC program is. So you want to explain what it is?
The Mesa A Better Community program was established several years ago by Council Member Kavanaugh, and it funds not only utility needs but also funds many requests through the Human Services Board for organizations in our community. It could be senior lunches, it could be child crisis. It varies from year to year and is awarded by the board.
Yeah, it's
very
great,
worthwhile.
It's a great
program
that enables citizens of Mesa to really give directly to those
yes.
Who are really in need.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. That money I know will be put to good use.
Good.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mayor. Here.
Yes, Mr. Brady.
Yes.
Hi.
I appreciate the recognition. I just want to remind the council, I think you recognize the familiar faces here, that both Mary and Perla are both City of Mesa employees, and so the City of Mesa also supports the program, the leadership program, very actively. So we thank them for their participation and their leadership, because I think that's what is added by both we receive our employees have an opportunity to interact with other individuals in the community, but they also understand the real needs of the community. And when ideas and class projects like this come forward, our staff understanding the needs of our community can suggest that. So I just want to thank Mary and Perla for, one, going through the program, and congratulate them on their success for doing it. I also notice that Frank is here kind of in the back, and he's certainly proud of them and allows them to take the time off and work in their schedules so that they can participate in this program. So and
this has been a consistent thing. Many of those that are involved in Mesa Leadership, Mesa Leadership, that's sort of redundant, are City of Mesa employees, and we have a long history of active involvement. So thank you. It's a great program. Thanks. Speaking of involvement, put this right up there. I think you can see that. This Friday and Saturday, we hope all of you are involved, and you can get a plug for what I think is the greatest event in Arizona. And last year was actually so designated by the organization that actually determines greatest events in Arizona. One in its first year, it's the Arizona Celebration of Freedom. Friday night, Saturday night, July 1st, July 2nd, downtown Mesa. Fun for all ages. We're going to have motorcycles on Friday night, classic cars on Saturday night, musical events in the cool Mesa Arts Center, some great veterans-oriented theme, and some beautiful walk of honor, honoring sacrifices those in Arizona have given. Patriotic educational village sponsored with educational and great things sponsored by the Heritage Academy, and of course cool zones, and then on Saturday night fireworks shot from the top of City Hall and Art Center and other places too. So a great event. Please see there, nice little flyer here, and July 1st, July 2nd, if you're in town, 6 to 10. Last year, we crammed tens of thousands into downtown Mesa, which makes it even more fun. There's going to be water games and everything for the kids, lots of things for the teenagers, and anything else I forgot, Mr. Brady?
There's a lot going on downtown.
That's right.
For everybody.
And a marvelous time is guaranteed to all.
And it will be, there are cool zones. We need to emphasize that.
Yeah.
So it's, you can come outside. And
walk down Main Street and cool zones for misters and other things. And it's a great time for school zones. Or eat. Get going to one of the businesses and eat, shop, do whatever. So a great time for all. And we have to make a big deal about that, because if you're not going to be there, you're going to miss a great time. So, okay. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, which will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Senior Taco, 1929 North Power Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase server hardware and software for the police department's Fusion Center. Item 4B, act on contract for recoating Highland Reservoir 2's tank interior for Water Resources Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase 42 multi-threat personal protective equipment suits for the police department. This is fully funded by an Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement prisoner transport vehicles for police department. Item 4E, act on term contract for streetlight lamps, luminaries, and components for transportation department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase new weld and ball valves for Power Road high pressure gas pipeline extension. Item 4G, Committee act on change order for term contract for aftermarket parts for automobiles and light-duty trucks for Fleet Services Department. Item 4H, act on change order for term contract for automotive and equipment parts for Fleet Services Department. Item 4I, act on renewal of term contract for uniform garments for various city departments. Item 4J, act on contract for roofing improvements for various city buildings, projects funded from the fiscal year 11-12 facilities maintenance operating budget. Item 4K, act on contract for Princess Park playground renovation, project funded from the fiscal year 10-11 and fiscal year 11-12 parks, recreation, and commercial facilities operating budgets. Item 4L, act on contract for remote security site improvements, for projects funded from the fiscal year 11-12 water bond capital program. Item 5A, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Information Technology Department. Item 5B, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Arts and Culture Department. Item 5C, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Development and Sustainability Department. Item 5D, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for business services, tax audit, and collections. Item 5E, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for business services, revenue collections operations. Item 5F, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for Falcon Field Airport. Item 5G, act on resolution extinguishing portion of a waterline easement at the North Economy parking lot at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority. Item 5H, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a design and construction agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated for the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension Project. Item 5I, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Rio Verde Fire District to provide fire dispatch services. Item 5J, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a transit service agreement for East Valley Dial-A-Ride service in Mesa. Item 5K, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a transit service agreement for fixed route bus service in Mesa. Item 5L, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a transit service agreement for ride choice services in Mesa. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending Title 10 of the Mesa City Code to establish a formal temporary traffic control program. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance amending Title 10 of the Mesa City Code regarding exemption of service vehicles. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding traffic barricade manual for the City of Mesa. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance repealing Title 11 of the Mesa City Code and replacing with a new Title 11 known as the Mesa Zoning Ordinance. Item 7, act to authorize city manager to enter into an agreement with the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau to continue promoting tourism and convention business in Mesa. And item 8, act to assign delinquent accounts to collection services for the three-month period ending March 31st, 2011. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, then your request from the public to remove an item.
I request, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from the Vice Mayor. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2011-12 budget plan. Do we have any questions or comments from the council? Ms. Crocker, then your request to speak from the public.
No request, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item 9B, conduct a public hearing concerning the five-year capital improvement program for fiscal years ending 2012 through 2016. Is there any questions or comments from the council? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item 9C, conduct a public hearing on adjusting rates or rate components, fees, and or service charges for electric, irrigation water, natural gas, reclaimed water, solid waste, wastewater, and water. Any questions or comments from the council? Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
There being none, I declare the public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda is item 10A. Take action on the ordinance modifying, well, 10A actually through 10N are all actions relating to ordinance and resolution relating to utility rates. I'd like to ask Kevin Christopher once again to come up and read 10A, items 10A through 10N, because even though these are separate items, we will consider these as a single motion. Kevin.
Mayor and Council, item 10 is to take action on the following ordinances and resolutions relating to utility rates. Item 10A, take action on the ordinance modifying rates for electric utility services The proposed modifications are to combine the components of the purchased power pass-through into one charge and other miscellaneous administrative updates. These modifications do not increase revenues or customers' bills. Item 10B, take action on the resolution modifying rates for electric utility services. Item 10C, take action on the ordinance modifying rates for natural gas utility services. Item 10D, take action on the resolution modifying rates for natural gas utility services. Item 10E, take action on the ordinance modifying rates for water utility services. Item 10F, take action on the resolution modifying rates for water utility services. Item 10G, take action on the ordinance modifying rates for wastewater utility services. Item 10H, take action on the resolution modifying rates for wastewater utility services. Item 10I, take action on the ordinance modifying rates for solid waste utility services. No adjustments to solid waste utility rates, components, fees, and/or service charges are recommended at this time. Current adjustments include elimination of the residential furlough service and miscellaneous administrative updates. Item 10J, take action on the resolution modifying rates for solid waste utility services. Item 10K, take action on the ordinance modifying fees and charges for utility customers. It includes items such as security deposits, late fees, turnoff, on or disconnect fees, meter installation, repair or replacement charges, as well as other matters related to establishing city utility services. Item 10L, take action on the resolution modifying rates for utility customers. Item 10M, take action on the ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. The terms and conditions for the sale of utilities is a document established by ordinance that defines the responsibilities of the city and of the customer who is seeking Mesa utility services. This document is reviewed and updated annually. And item 10N, take action on the resolution modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities. Mayor and council members, these are the ordinances and resolutions relating to the utility rates.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll entertain a motion on the approval of items 10A through 10N, as read into the record by Mr. Christopher. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Do we have a second? Have a second from the Vice Mayor. Any discussion? Okay, please vote. The vote is 7-0, 7 ayes, no nays. Therefore, items 10A through 10N are adopted. We will now recess the regular council meeting and call into order a special council meeting. Under state law, we are required to approve the budget for the upcoming year in a special council meeting. We have two items up for approval, or action, I should say, and that is items 1A, which is to approve the budget for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2012, which requires a two-third vote, and item 1B, approving a five-year capital plan improvement program for fiscal years ending 2012 through 2016. I'll turn the time over to the Vice Mayor.
Pardon me while I read this. Mayor, now that the legal publications of the tentative budget for the City of Mesa have been made and we have the required public hearing, I hereby move that we adopt the legal three-page budget for the City of Mesa for fiscal year 2011 and 12 in the amount of $927,443,000 for the operating portion and $220,334,000 for the scheduled bond capital improvements for a total city budget appropriation of $1,147,777,000. This dollar amount is less than the tentative budget, which the City Council adopted on June 6, 2011.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor. Do we have a second? Have a second from Councilmember Glover. I can say, got me worried there for a second. any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the budget is approved. Vice Mayor.
I don't know if I want to do this again after that. We'll pick up. Mayor, now that the legal notice of publication has been made of the tentative five-year capital improvement program and we have held the required public hearing, I hereby move that we adopt the five-year capital improvement program for fiscal year 2011-12 through fiscal year 2015-2016.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. We have a motion from the Vice Mayor. Do we have a second? Second from Councilman Richens. Thank you, Councilmember Richens. Any questions or comments? Please vote. The vote is 7-0, 7 ayes and no nays. Therefore, the capital improvement program is approved. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public on this item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yes.
Can I just, I want to appreciate the council in adopting these two very significant documents and approving them tonight. As you know, we've been working on this for quite some time. It takes a lot of effort. As we kicked off our strategic planning process earlier in the year and talked about the goals and objectives of the council, as we sat down and met with the different departments and understanding the political the economic reality that we're in, and understanding also the importance of the strategic initiatives the council laid out, I just want to thank both the council as well as the city staff. It doesn't get any easier making the reductions. Certainly, they're not as significant in dollar amount as they haven't been in the past, but certainly it's been still a challenge as we've had to continue to hold back on filling positions, and as well as we've still have continued the reductions in compensation to employees. We've not had any increases in pay for employees for some time, and actually have reduced pay. We understand that's a difficult time. That's difficult for all our employees and their families, but we appreciate the sacrifice they're making and recognizing that we're doing everything we can to be more efficient. But along the way, I think the council has seen this, and we appreciate your encouragement, being very innovative in the way we deliver services to make sure we provide quality services, but also finding a way to do it and face our new reality. Our commitment is to the council and to the citizens and to the employees. We're going to work diligently within this budget as we can. We understand that the issues of compensation are critical as we are going to continue to feel those pressures, and we want to have a competitive workforce. We want them to know that what their work is doing, the work they're doing, is valued, and so that's something we'll be forefront of our minds over the next several months, even during this budget season. To that end, in conclusion, I just want to thank Candace. While she's been a warrior of many budgets in the past, this time she led the way, and she's done a remarkable job for her first year and working with the department heads as well as her presentations to council. So I want to express my thanks to her and her staff for the work they did and bringing this budget to the council. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I'm glad you didn't let that occasion pass without a comment. I'd like to add something to that, because it seems like, you know, we develop into a almost like a machine-like efficiency as we go through some of these motions. But believe me, the work that has gone into creating the product that we're voting on has been literally months and months in the making. And it has involved, well, just in our study sessions, hours and hours of discussion, of presentations, of follow-up. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that, you know, number one, City Mesa is a big city. When you're passing an overall spending of over $1 billion, which includes everything we do, you realize that this is a big city and a big operation. Now, that, of course, includes over 125,000 water, wastewater, solid waste accounts, depending upon what service they're getting. That's a lot of accounts. And we serve nearly 500,000 people in business, both inside the city and outside of the city. The one thing we have to also remember is that for our general fund, which is the amount of money that we spend on our most basic services we provide to our citizens, that being public safety, fire, police, courts, and what I would call the other quality of life, and I hate that term, but it's what makes us a community, things like libraries, parks and rec, culture, we are spending almost $60 million less in this current year than this city spent as recently as 3-4 years ago. And that's nearly 20% of our budget. And so while the numbers are big, the base is extremely large. You know, if we count the total service area, we're up to nearly 200 square miles of service area that we have in the city, or over more than that, 140 square miles in the city itself, and then other areas outside the city where we provide water and primarily natural gas. And like I said, 500,000, that's the 38th largest city in this country. But by no stretch of the imagination are we anywhere near some of our cohorts and some of our peers in the level of spending to provide service. And that is both an indication of the tough financial times we're in. The resources simply have not been there. But this city, and primarily the staff, has adapted. They have adapted by finding more efficient ways, better ways, to provide a level of service that to many citizens I think is almost invisible, the differences, because our staff has done a good job. And I think what you would say, and I found this one in a recent mayor's meeting from around the country, is that we have settled into some sort of a normalcy. It's not a normalcy we like, because it's at a very, very lower level, and Mr. Brady talked about a few of those things. But we're not scrambling to take care of certain things. We're not trying to figure out where the bottom is, because this city was at the forefront of showing a way to deal with the financial crisis. And I am continuing to be proud that we are one of the few cities that recognized the severity of the financial crisis before it really even hit, and adjusted, adapted, reformed, restructured, changed the way we did business to deal with that. And so this is I don't want to call it an accomplishment, because in many ways this is what we do. This is what we were elected to do. This is what staff was hired to do. And I'm also very proud that we've been able to confront a very significant challenge and do it in a way that I think serves our citizens well. So thank you to all. Appreciate that. If there's no further comments, we'll adjourn the special council meeting and move back to the regular council meeting and move on to item number 11A, which is zoning case Z11-13, the 1600 block of South Stapley Drive, located south of the U.S. Superstition Freeway and east of Stapley Drive. A council use permit request will allow the development of 65-foot-tall freeway landmark monument sign in the Mesa Grand Commercial Retail Center. Mr. Wesley, could you give us a very brief update on this, please?
Yes, Mayor. This is, as you said, a request for approval of council use permit for a freeway sign at 60 and Stapley. We've been working on this for a few weeks. With the review of the council, there were some slight modifications requested on the sign as it had come through the system at this point, and that you've seen those in a drawing that's dated 6/27/11, and that's what's before you for approval this evening.
Thank you, and I think we have the applicant here if there's any questions or comments. Do we have any questions of the applicant? Okay. Entertain a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Glover and a second from Councilmember Finter. And I think, Mr. Glover, do you want to add something to that we talked about in the study session to that motion?
I move to approve item 11A with the revisions provided by the applicant on June 27, 2011.
Okay. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I will be voting against this. I feel that a freeway monument sign needs to have unique circumstances in order for us to approve it.
Okay.
And I don't feel there's any unique circumstances in this location.
Thank you. Councilman Glover.
I will be supporting the sign. I think that the developer has worked not only with the city to pass all of our planning and zoning ordinances, but also it has worked with the city council and gone through and revised where there are any concerns that they've had. And I appreciate the community outreach that they did, because I've only had residents say that they're in support of it. I haven't had any come up and say that they're against it. So I will be supporting the sign.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. We have a motion and a second. Please vote. The vote is 5 ayes and 2 nays, with Council Members Higgins and Kavanaugh voting nay. The motion carries. Ms. Clark, do we have any requests to speak?
Request, Mayor.
Just one thing before we leave this. The Vice Mayor, I think you wanted to make a comment on something we went over very quickly on the consent agenda.
computer off.
Here, you're on.
Well, Mayor, I thought you might do it since you're far more articulate. However, Mr. Brady touched on all the hard work that we have done over the last few months on the budget. I think the folks in planning have been working on a new zoning code far longer than that, and I think would be remiss if we were not to recognize them and thank them for several years, going on three or four probably, of hard work to put together what is an extremely innovative and progressive ordinance that looks at form and function, and I think will really move Mesa in well into the new century, and particularly in portions along light rail where there's transit-oriented development and the work around the airport to maximize job growth. So my heartfelt thanks to all that hard work. Well done.
Thank you, and I'd like to second that. And I just want to add a comment. I know we had made some comments during our study session and talking about this, and I know Councilmember Kavanaugh spoke about the fact, called it a game changer, and talked about it, and I call it cutting edge, and I had a few people who reminded me that hey, it's not cutting edge. There's other cities that have parts of this, and they did this. Well, that's true. Around the country, you have cities who have adopted one component or another component. Not everything in this is brand new, but there's not a whole lot of communities in this country that have done such a comprehensive change that includes such a large number of what I would call cutting edge approaches to zoning on a comprehensive manner. They've done it in a downtown area. They may have done one part citywide. They may have done another part in a transportation-oriented development. But this code really was a comprehensive change. And from that standpoint, it is something to be proud of because it is unique. There's just a handful of communities in this country that I believe have taken this big of a bite and put it all together. And you're to be congratulated for that. And yeah, so thank you so much. Had to defend him. It is cutting edge, so there. Those of you who think it's not, tough. All right. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.